Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, Windows 11 operating system was launched recently during a ceremony that took almost 2 hours. But how important are these operating systems updates and reboots? And are they in danger of becoming obsolete? Well, tech expert Adrian Weckler is with us to discuss the present and the future of your PC or your laptop. So before I ask you if the PC or the laptop even have a future, Adrian, how smooth was this launch and how good was it for Microsoft?
Dave, it was very confusing for a lot of people for one main reason, because the Windows 11 update that they launched and announced, it's not clear what computers it will or won't apply to. And while you might think, ah, yeah, but that should probably just apply to my 7-year-old, you know, desktop PC that I've had in the attic for the last while. No, that actually also applies to top of the range new PCs that Microsoft itself sells. So there is a lot of confusion going on at the moment about whether or not a computer that you have, you know, a Dell or a HP or a Lenovo or any of those big branded laptops, will actually be able to take the Windows 11 operating system. And of course, the reason that that's important is that we all know from the recent cyber attack on the HSE, we all know from all of the ransomware viruses that are running rampant and that we're warned about on a weekly basis now, that they tend to attack not only Windows PCs more than any other device, but also older versions of Windows. So if you're stuck on an older version of Windows, maybe Windows 10 or worse still, Windows 7, and you can't update to Windows 11, you could have big problems in the near future. So that's the reason why the announcement, the confusion over the announcement is important.
Okay, well, for those who don't even know what you're talking about necessarily, like Windows 11, what do I have? I don't even know what I have necessarily. What is this exactly about? What, like the different Windows, what is it?
Yeah. So if you have a computer, right, and let's discount the fact that your smartphone and your iPad and all that stuff is a computer. Let's say it's a traditional computer with a screen and a keyboard and maybe even a box where you used to put a thing called a DVD or a CD or even, you know, a hard disk or a floppy disk into. That's a computer. And when you switch it on, the thing that you see, which is usually a little flag with a few colors on it, is called Windows. And that's from a company called Microsoft. I'm really sorry. I'm giving you the absolute ABC version here. But for anybody who is genuinely new to computers, that's what Windows is. It's different on a Microsoft PC, which is a Dell or a HP or Lenovo or one of those. It's different on those than on an Apple iMac or an Apple MacBook. They have their own operating system, which is not called Windows, it's called Mac OS. But essentially, Windows is the thing that you see on the screen when you turn the computer on. And over the years, there have been updates to it, and you've seen, you know, the pull down menus get changed and the way that it can access the internet, everything gets changed. That's what Windows is.
Okay, but like, people are working at the moment, they have Windows 10, they mightn't even know they have Windows 10, it's going fine. Is Windows 10 going away, or is it not going anywhere soon?
Yes.
At least for a few years.
2025, they're going to switch it off. Okay, now that is fine for most of us. We're thinking 4 years, that's never going to happen. We're never going to get to 2025. My computer will live forever. The problem is that we said the same about Windows XP, which was a very old version of Windows, and then Windows 7, which an awful lot of Irish people still have on their laptops or their computers. When I say an awful lot, I mean maybe 10%. But those versions are the ones that let in most of the viruses and the ransomware, and also smaller inconveniences, like they don't work with certain features. Anyway, they're the different versions of Windows.
So particularly if you have some kind of a firm or a business or whatever, or you just, you know, you don't want anything to happen and you don't need all this ransomware stuff to go. There is now going to be a security chip built into the main processor, and it's going to be harder for malware to infect your computer. Is that right?
That's one of the ideas, very broadly, that's one of the ideas about Windows 11, is that it will have a better security protection protocol against things like viruses. That's also the reason that it won't work with a lot of the PCs that are already out there. Now, to be fair to Microsoft, that is a completely defensible trade-off.
Yep.
They're getting it in the neck week in and week out. They have for years, because almost every big virus that lands is mainly aimed at Microsoft Windows computers. And the main reason for that is that they're the dominant computer systems that are used in businesses. I mean, just Google any day, today as I'm talking to you, you know, there's a new one called Print Nightmare, which gets in through your printer to a Windows PC, okay. Right? Actually gets in through your printer and takes over your computer. Now, that only happens on Windows PCs. So that's why it's so important whenever Microsoft announces a new one, and that's why it's so important that they get it right.
Well, is there a difference between sort of the corporate side of things and the consumer side of things? I mean, like, is it just a matter of time before Windows is delivered via the cloud and the consumers are next in line for that?
Yeah, you could argue that. And in fact, some of the more recent malware or hacking attacks have mainly been because an awful lot of people and an awful lot of small businesses in particular still access their email in a very janky roundabout way through their office PC at home. So during the pandemic, a lot of everybody left the office and they went home. They needed to get access to their office email and some of the stuff that they were working on the physical PCs on their office desks. The way that a lot of people do that is to access those systems virtually without getting too technical, not actually a cloud service in itself. So not like logging on to Gmail, but actually logging on to a piece of software that actually shows you your office computer desktop and you get into it that way. The problem with that is that makes it an awful lot easier for viruses and hackers to get in. So when you say, you know, is it not the case that we'll all soon be accessing a lot of this stuff from the cloud? It is, but it's a very, very slow transition.
Okay, well, we're talking Windows 11 here now, which has just been launched. And the controversy is that, like, you know, it won't work with some new PCs and laptops and plenty of old ones as well. And Microsoft will discontinue Windows 10 in 2025, meaning a deluge in viruses and ransomware. Although, having said that, they have a pretty bad record of cutting off the old ones, you know, the old operating systems. They've often let them sort of continue to run, if you like. But is it true that there are essentials that we can only access through the PC or the laptop, like the online driving theory test, for instance, which essentially might shut out most people who no longer use them?
Yeah, that's a particular problem. This was a story that I wrote a few weeks ago. Mm. So the RSA has a thing called, the Road Safety Authority has a thing called the online driver theory test. And the idea there is, instead of having to go into an office and sit with a piece of paper and fill out an exam there, you can actually do the whole thing online. But to stop people cheating, they need to use a type of software called proctoring software. The actual software is called ProProctor or Proctor Pro. No, ProProctor. And that software only works on a certain type of a Windows PC using Windows 10 or more, and only using Google Chrome. Now, you might think that sounds fair enough. The problem is that actually hardly anybody uses a Windows PC at home. I mean, the latest figures from StatCounter, which is actually an Irish analytics company that measures the web around the world, show it's only 24% of Irish people use Windows computers as their main thing to get online. Like, things like tablets and large screen smartphones, even Macs and Chromebooks, they are now the majority. So when the RSA announced this, and they say it's only a pilot, and it's only for professional drivers and bus drivers and taxi drivers at the moment, but they say they are going to extend it into ordinary Category B regular car drivers, it means that only one in four people can actually sit it online. So you'd have to think that the RSA should probably think again, maybe look for a different type of software that lets people do it in a safe way where they can't cheat on other devices as well.
Okay, well, by the way, we're talking to Adrian Weckler. 51552 is our text, and we're discussing here also another thing, the present and the future of your PC or laptop, as I mentioned at the beginning. So, with what you've just said, is it true to say that the demand for PCs and laptops has actually decreased?
It actually has decreased. Now, it's steady enough in terms of companies and businesses still default. If you walk into any office in the world, you'll see just a load of PCs, and that's not going to radically change anytime soon. But sometimes, for example, I'm quite a big believer in the iPad Pro, which is the large screen version of the iPad. I use it most of the time for work and other stuff. And sometimes when I'm talking to people about this, they'll say, hang on a second, I can't switch from my laptop to an iPad, but I can't use, you know, the kind of that kind of software. And by the way, how many people have iPads anyway? Well, actually, there are more iPads sold every year than most of the PCs combined. I think it's about 68 million iPads are sold every year. And I think the global total is something like 80 million for PCs and laptops, all brands combined, by the way. So if the question is, like, you know, are PCs the inevitably the future? Will they always have a spot? They probably will in companies and businesses. But like, we're all being told now to work from home. We're all being told that everything's going to the cloud. There's very little that I can't do. And I can get into quite a lot of stuff, and I access, in you know, internal computer systems and all that kind of stuff at work. I can do it all from an iPad.
Okay, do you have to upgrade? Like, will we have to do that?
You will eventually have to upgrade from Windows 10 to Windows 11. You will, because what will happen is, in 2025, they'll flick a switch and a certain amount of security support will stop working for earlier versions of Windows.
Actually, now, Adrian, hold on a second. It is free, isn't it?
It is free. It's a free download. Yeah. So just, yeah, to be clear, it's a free download. But it's a free download for PCs that can take it. And we don't yet know all of the types of PCs that can take it. Microsoft put up a compatibility checker, but then they took it down when it was revealed that a lot of new PCs wouldn't be able to take it. So we won't know for sure for about another month or two exactly what kind of PCs will be able to take and what won't. But it is free.
Okay, and I presume, like, what we're using most of the time is we can access anything on our phones, and a certain kind of lower income homes don't have PCs. So is the phone everything? Is it the one stop shop?
It pretty much is at the moment. Like, if you walk into any home, you might see a laptop somewhere. Someone may well have a laptop, but actually the majority of the internet connected computer devices will be phones. If you walk into a family, there's nobody under the age of, you know, nobody over the age of 11 or 12 who now doesn't have a phone. And in they probably have a phone and some other device as well. And the importance to that is that means that school kids and increasingly college kids now are more comfortable or grew up with computers that were actually smartphones or tablets. They're taking that into the workforce, starting to do it now. That also affects the likes of app developers and developers of software, including work software. So you're going to see this transition over a 5, 10, 15 year period where the main people who are telling you to use a PC or a laptop are kind of a small bunch of middle-aged guys in the IT department. It's the same guys who swore that they'd never get rid of their BlackBerry. You know those kind of guys? Or am I being too pejorative here? Maybe I'm being a bit cheeky. But like, in my experience, the ones who are most likely to cling on to Windows PCs are older people who just don't like change.
Well, the big companies like Apple are readying larger screen tablets, possibly to replace PCs.
Yep, that's right. Apple will probably release either a 16-inch or maybe even a larger tablet, iPad, next year or the year after. And the reason they're doing that is because they have a long-term view that mobile operating systems will gradually overtake current computer operating systems. I remember one time I interviewed Tim Cook, who's the chief executive of Apple, and I asked him specifically at the time whether he thought they would fuse the MacBook and the iPad. And he said no, he didn't think so, because that would lead to too many compromises. But he himself was a big believer in the iPad, and he himself had switched over just to using an iPad rather than a PC. So if that's the guy who's calling the shots at the big company in terms of where the development is going, and you can see it as well in the new models, there's more investment going into those.
Okay, well, finally then, Adrian, back to the operating systems like Windows 11. What are the other factors that could influence the take-up?
Well, there's a few factors. First of all, there's a worldwide chip shortage, and that's not just computers. That's for things like cars and phones as well. Like, if you look at any of the big car companies, one of the reasons they're not pumping out new models at the moment is they can't actually get the chips to work the computers in the dashboards. But the big driver, I think, is this year and next is going to be security, because this year has been dominated by two things in Ireland. One is COVID and the other is the HSE cyber attack. And the cyber attack, which is a ransomware attack, which locked up all of the computers, you know, with the threat that all the information be published and or deleted if the HSE didn't pay a ransom, that had one thing in common. That was, it was mainly PCs and laptops. Ransomware doesn't really affect smartphones or tablets, or not in any way, not in any kind of similar way. So I think what you're going to see is a migration from PCs, as people, they've had it with viruses and security nightmares. And I think that's going to be instrumental.
Okay, well, Adrian Weckler, as usual, thanks a million, Adrian, for talking to us on the programme today.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.